Rob Heath joins me this morning. He's a part of Symphony in the Clouds happening here in April. Welcome, Tansey. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
The show is sold out for Symphony in the Clouds. Tell those that haven't been or haven't heard of it what it is exactly.
This is our first. It's a house concert. The proceeds of this are going to Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, which is a charity that does great work throughout the world. And it's going to be four songwriters in the round. In the round is kind of a Nashville thing. I had a publishing deal in Nashville for about 15 years. And so I learned about songwriters in the round while I was down there. And it's four songwriters swapping songs that they've written. And the doors are open at 7, and we're going to start our concert at 7:30. There'll be two 45-minute sets. Yeah, and the proceeds all go to Doctors Without Borders.
Why Doctors Without Borders? What made you decide that would be your recipient?
About 20 years ago, I'm not sure if you know who Ben Wicks is. Ben Wicks is a cartoonist, and his wife used to run a charity called Gems with Hope. I used to donate money to them, and when they folded, I asked her, who would you suggest would be a really good charity? And she suggested Doctors Without Borders. At the time, their administration costs were being covered by the government of Canada, so all the money that you were donating to Doctors Without Borders was going directly to the people who needed it. They're all over the world. These are doctors who could be making really good money here in Canada, working for next to nothing, working 24/7 in the third world to help people who don't have proper health care. I think they're the last heroes in a world that needs heroes.
And so it's a concert, but why is it up in the clouds? Tell us a little bit about that, about where it takes place.
Well, Symphony is the building that I live in, kitty corner from the legislature. This is on the 27th floor. It's in the top floor, so it's in the clouds. This is our first, so we're obviously going to learn from this one. The participants will be me, my daughter, Ellie Heath, who's releasing an album in June, Bill Werthmann, who is the primary guy that runs the Northern Lights Folk Club, and Tim Chesterton, who's a good friend of mine, who is an accomplished guitarist, and he does a lot of English folk. So it'll be different styles. They're sort of a young pop artist surrounded by us three old geezers.
We chatted a little bit about this on Facebook yesterday, and I asked if you think you're going to be doing more of these in the future. You sound a little bit more positive today than the message you sent me yesterday.
We will be doing them in the future. We've got a really nice setup, and I wouldn't want to have done this just for one concert. We're just trying to decide whether it's going to be a quarterly or a bi-monthly or a monthly. And it will be probably every time it will be different songwriters, basically singing the songs that they've written. The beauty of songwriters in the round is you go to a concert and you get a little bit of everything. It's kind of like going to a restaurant and tasting all the different things on the menu. You get to hear four different styles and four different songwriters. And if one isn't making you happy, you got three others to listen to. I think it's a good form of concert. It works very well. If you've ever heard of the Bluebird in Nashville, they do this quite a bit. And actually, there are quite a few different venues in Nashville that do something similar to this. There's also the Hall of Fame in Nashville that does this. So it's a great format.
Do you have a website or anything that we can kind of follow along so we can find out when the next one is, since this one sold out so quickly?
Actually, we put it up on my Facebook, which is Rob Heath. This last one, we only advertised on Facebook. I have a fairly extensive mailing list as well because I'm an artist myself. For the near future, it will probably be just Facebook and Instagram, I guess, and Messenger.
All right. Well, we will get the link for your Facebook up on our website just so that people can kind of keep their eye open and wait for the next one. RavenRadio.ca is our website. Rob, thank you so much for joining me, and make sure you keep in contact with me so we can talk when the next one comes out.
Will do.